Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guests today, plural that is, are Brandon Johnson, Exhibits Manager for South Shore Arts, and Joe Grzalski, Park Ranger for the Indiana Dunes National Park. It is great to have both of you on.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you both here, without a doubt. And it's really because of a special partnership that's happening. And so, Brandon, maybe if I can start with you to talk a little bit about the upcoming art exhibit that South Shore Arts is doing in partnership with the Indiana Dunes National Park.
So us here at South Shore Arts, we're really excited to present our upcoming summer exhibit, Spirit of the Dunes. It features a huge host of the collection that the Indiana Dunes National Park Artist in Residence Program has collected over the past, I believe it's over 20 years now. And it was one of those things where, I mean, the very nature of the dunes is to bring inspiration, but it's hard to imagine there was a time where it was this regarded by the public as a wasteland. It was not held in high esteem by the public, but it was through actions by conservators, but especially through the efforts of artists such as Frank B. Dudley, who brought this awareness to the beauty that a lot of people had dismissed of the dunes, that allowed for a lot of the conservation efforts to go forward. And the Artist in Residence Program has continued to walk in these footsteps. So it's a great way to show the lineage of not just the artwork of the dunes, but the history that's gone into preserving them.
I would tell you that it was a really cool premise to do this on. And it started with, you know, the knowledge of and the awareness growing of this artist in residence program at the National Park. And so, Joe, can you, you know, from the park's perspective, can you share a little bit about some of the history there and what the intent and purpose of that program is?
Yeah, the artist in residence program, it started here in 1996. And it's just been kind of growing ever since. We started off just doing one artist a year, and now we host about 4 to 6. The artists come here, and they spend 2 weeks staying at the park. So we set them up in park housing, and we just encourage them to, you know, explore and unwind, kind of connect to the landscape. And then in return, the artists, they create and donate a piece of their work, and we add it to the park's collection, which is now up to about 80 pieces.
Holy cow. And are these all just paintings and drawings, or do you have a variety of different type of art medium used?
That's a little bit of the majority now, but you know, there is a variety, and there's multimedia, we have video, there's different audio pieces. And so there's a little bit of a collection, but we're excited just to see this collection continue to grow. And across the Park Service, I mean, there's around 50 different artists in residency programs, and they range from, you know, the Everglades to Glacier to historic sites like Boston National Historic Site or the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site.
Wow, I did not know they were across the country like that. So that's really a cool fact to share. So thank you. And, you know, as far as those artists that do apply for, because I think it is an application program to be considered for this, correct?
It is.
Are these primarily just local artists, or do you attract artists from all over?
No, yeah. So we attract artists from all over. We do have local artists that have been hosted here at the park, but we've gotten artists from all across the state.
And when you say you house them in park housing, is this traditional housing? Are these some of the old homesteads I know you have on site? How are people accommodated?
Yeah, so they're not necessarily in like any of the historic structures that we like interpret the history of. These are more homes that were individuals who were living in around lands that were authorized to be part of the national park. And as they were converted to parkland, we saved some of those buildings for different housing opportunities.
Well, it really sounds like a cool program, and very excited to see the artwork from this exhibit. So, Brandon, can you share exactly when the exhibit opens and closes and how long it's going to run, and if there's any activities along with the exhibit?
Of course. Spirit of the Dunes officially opens to the public on June 21st, but we are hosting our opening / artist reception for Saturday, June 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster, Indiana. We will have standard affair. We will have light bites and drinks. There will be many of the artists who have both partaken in the Artist in Residence program, as well as a couple who have not, that will be there to mingle, talk, and overall celebrate what is shaping up to be a wonderful exhibit. From that point, we have a couple more programming-based opportunities for people to take part in. On July 8th in the morning, we have an artist talk with a former artist in residence of the Indiana Dunes and award-winning artist Marianne Pals. She'll be coming in to give an artist lecture to people. Later in the month, we will also be hosting not just an artist panel, but an opportunity for people from the public to share their own stories of their adventures and time on the trails of the Indiana Dunes and other national parks as well. We'll be hosting on Thursday, July 18th at 5 p.m. We'll be hosting our Tales from the Trailhead, which will feature many people telling very short anecdotes about their time. And then our final event of the exhibit is on August 3rd and 4th. It is a two-day workshop and paint out where people will be invited into our building on the first day to learn about the history and ways to approach plein air painting, which is outdoor painting. And then on the second day, we'll be going up to the Indiana Dunes National Park to paint. The exhibit wraps on the 12th of August.
One, some great activities there. Now, are there costs to the reception or the artist talk?
All events are free and open to the public.
Including the final painting workshop, the 2 days of painting workshop.
Yes. All we will ask is if people can, we will have a reservation on our website. All we ask is that people reserve their spot. That way we have a good head count of what to expect. But it is free and open to the public of any age and any skill level.
An exciting summer at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, Bachman Gallery there for South Shore Arts, without a doubt. And Joe, I just wanted to, you know, one last question for you, and that is a quick follow at the close of this exhibit. It's my understanding that Indiana Dunes National Park itself is going to host its first ever art walk. Can you share a little bit about the dates and details there?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, we're super excited because this summer we're going to be showcasing our artists in residence artwork in kind of two different ways now. And so with this art walk program, this is going to be the first time we're doing something like this. It's going to be Saturday, August 17th. It's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. And so we partnered with South Shore Arts, Chesterton Arts Center, Art Barn School of Art in Valpo, and also Friends of Indiana Dunes. And we created this engaging kind of event. First of its kind, it's going to be centered around Shelburg Farm, and we plan to have stations kind of spread out around the site, and we're going to be showcasing pieces from the Artisan Residence Collection, but then our partners are also going to help us lead these stations where visitors are going to be able to create their own art inspired from the surrounding.
Well, that will be a terrific way to cap off a celebration this summer of the Indiana Dunes Artist in Residence program. So if you have any interest in nature at all, in the arts, this will be a terrific chance in Lake County to come to the Center for Visual and Performing Arts and check out the exhibit. And then on August 17th, that Saturday, visit the actual park and have a chance to experience the art from the Artist in Residence program in the homesteads and in the buildings on site and see it in its natural environment. So, gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to join us here today, and I'd like to thank our audience for joining us today on Eye on the Arts Radio, where we highlight the people, places, and events happening in our arts community. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.